The following is a presentation of KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball on AM 1220 and FM 101.1 KJAN. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by members of the KJAN All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn, Iowa. I'm flying solo tonight. No Jim Field along with me, but this is Chris Parks, and we're getting you high school basketball here tonight as Exira EHK plays host to Coon Rapids Bayard here in a Class 1A regional matchup here. Exira EHK had a first-round bye. Coon Rapids Bayard had to knock off Griswold to get here as they knocked them off in a close ball game here late last week, and we're ready to go here with this regional round action now here in Elkhorn. And if the Spartans are able to be successful, then they would move on and play their next game here back at home on Friday night. So that's when they would be set back up if they're able to get by Coon Rapids Bayard here this evening. These teams are familiar with each other, played twice here already during the regular season, and it was not a favorable result for the Crusaders as Exira EHK won both games pretty handily. Most recent game back on January 30th as the Spartans won that one 65-21, got out to an early 23-5 lead at the end of the first quarter, outscored them 20-3 in the second quarter as well to roll out to that big victory. Also, the first time they met up back on December the 20th, it was a 71-15 win for Exira EHK, so even a wider margin that first time around as they rolled out to an early 20-2 lead. 16-4 was the outscoring in the second quarter, so they led 36-6 at halftime in that first matchup. It was Maggie Rasmussen with 14 points for the Spartans leading the way, and a lot of players got in the action. They had a whole bunch of players get up into the high single digits there in scoring-wise to kind of spread things out in that first win. And in the second meeting that we mentioned, it was Rachel Smith and Mara Burmeister helping lead the way. Also, Sophia Peppers, as Burmeister had 16, Peppers had 15, and Smith had 10 in that second meeting there on January the 30th. And they had some other players get up into the high single digits once again there in that contest with Kennedy Madsen with 8 and Rose Anderson with 6. So doing a pretty good job of getting the ball in the hoop here in these first two matchups for the Spartans. So obviously the Crusaders know the task that they have ahead of them here tonight to try to slow them down here for this postseason matchup. And of course, a tough place to play as well. Exira EHK has a great fan following and a great following for their girls basketball program because they've been so successful over the past as long as I have been around, they've been successful, and of course since the merger as well, and head coach Tom Peterson coming over and coaching the merge programs after he was a coach at Exira, won that state championship the last season there as the Exira Vikings and the Vikettes, and then they got the win there and moved on and combined programs and continued to have some success, and it's been a nice run here for Coach Peterson, and he continues just to keep building a program. It seems like you're always expecting things to take a downturn at some point because you're losing good players each and every year, and especially some of those key players that come and go that you like to think are special ones, but always seems to have some other gals that are ready to come up, step and fill up the roles, and that's all about building a great program. He's got girls from young ages up that watch this and want to aspire to be as good as the players that they see out there on the floor, and then they come up through the program and then contribute later on down the road. So it's been a nice, successful program here at Exira EHK, and they look to try to continue those winning ways here tonight in this postseason matchup. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at the starting lineups here for you. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Tire and Wheel in Atlantic. From new to used tires, wheels and tire repair to oil changes, they will get you back on the road in no time. Stop into Atlantic Tire and Wheel in Atlantic, 605 West 7th Street. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Stop by or call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Nishna Valley Credit Union, whose purpose in Atlantic is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and financial services. To see how you can become a member, stop by the Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple in Atlantic today.
And welcome back here to Exira EHK High School tonight here in Elkhorn as we get set for this 1A regional postseason matchup. We'll take a look here at the starting lineups here for these two teams as we get ready to tip things off here tonight. Starting off with the visiting Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders and head coach Jessica Hayden. They're 15-7 overall and, of course, another Rolling Valley Conference team, as is Exira EHK. And here's how their starting lineup will come out here tonight. Number 13, Caitlin Culbertson, the 5'11 junior. Number 15, Taylor Pevestorf, the 5'5 freshman. Also, number 21, McKenna Zanders, the 5'10 senior. And also number 23, Kelsey Winnett, the 5'8 senior. And number 33, Brianna Davis, the 5'5 sophomore. So that's the starting lineup tonight here for the Crusaders. And on the season, Zanders leads them with 19 points per contest, shooting 39% from the field and 34% from three-point range, also a very good free-throw shooter at 71% on the year. Kelsey Winnett averaging 11 points per contest, Culbertson averaging 8, and then some other players behind them averaging around 3 points per game. They average 43 points per game as a team, shoot 34% from the field, 35% from three-point range as a team, and 52% from the free-throw line. Winnett leads them in rebounding with 232 on the season. Zanders and Culbertson with 157 and 133 respectively in that category. They have 410 turnovers on the season compared to 211 steals. That's a look at Coon Rapids Bayard. For Exira EHK, the Spartans and head coach Tom Peterson, their undefeated season, ranked number 2 in Class 1A, and here's their starting lineup here tonight. It's number 12, Rachel Smith, the 5'10 senior. Number 20, Maggie Rasmussen, the 5'7 sophomore. Number 22, Mara Burmeister, the 5'7 sophomore. Number 32, Rose Anderson, the 5'6 junior. And number 40, Sophia Peppers, the 5'11 freshman, the starting lineup for the Spartans here tonight. And for the Spartans, leading the way on the season is three different players that all average right at 12 points per game. Rachel Smith, Mara Burmeister, and Sophia Peppers all right at that mark. They average as a team 65 points per game, shoot 44% from the field as a squad and 31% from three-point range, and they also shoot 65% from the free-throw line. Rachel Smith and Mara Burmeister both shooting about 43% from the field, so very good averages there, and Pepper's even better at 60% on the season. And most of their other players up around that 45 mark, so really pretty accurate shooting team as well. And, of course, that's because they get a lot of nice looks and a lot of easy looks as well to help out that cause. 30% from three-point range for Rachel Smith, also 35 for Mara Burmeister. Maggie Rasmussen shoots 35% from there as well. Those are the three players that can really heat up from the outside. And 72% from the free-throw line for Rachel Smith, 76% for Burmeister, and 71% for Rasmussen. So they do have plenty of capable players that can step to the free-throw line if need be as well. Rebounding on the season, Peppers has 121, Rachel Smith with 117. And turnovers on the year, they have 325 compared to 379 steals here on the season. And, of course, that's something that's a hallmark of the Spartans program is being able to get up in your face, some pressure defense, try to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's the style that they play. But they do it so well that they really force teams into bad decisions and turnovers that lead to points for them on the other end, helping out that shooting average. So they'll try to do much more of that here tonight as well. So that's a look at how these two teams turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Bayard has here on the season. And largely that's the style that they play, but they do it so well that they really force teams into bad decisions and turnovers that lead to points for them on the other end, helping out that shooting average. So they'll try to do much more of that here tonight as well. So let's look at how these two teams turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Baird has here on the season. And largely that's the style that they play, but they do it so well that they really force teams to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Baird has here on the season. And largely that's the style that they play, but they do it so well that they really force teams into bad decisions and turnovers that lead to points for them on the other end, helping out that shooting average. So they'll try to do much more of that here tonight as well. So let's look at how these two teams turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Baird has here on the season. And largely that's the style that they play, but they do it so well that they really force teams to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Baird has here on the season. And largely that's to turn you over. And they've been able to do that a lot more than Coon Rapids Baird has here on the season. And largely that's the style that they play, but they do it so well that they really force teams into bad decisions and turnovers that lead to points for them on the other end, helping out that shooting average. So they'll try to do much more of that here tonight as well. So let's look at how these two teams match up. They're about ready to be introduced to the crowd. We'll take one more break and get you tip-off coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, celebrating over 73 years of serving the community. Salem is proud of their friendly professional staff, offering the finest care in the region in an atmosphere of comfort, compassion, and life with Christian dignity. Dave's Auto Repair, 500 and a half Walnut in Atlantic. Dave Kirkhoff offers complete automotive service. Hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Stop by and see Dave at Dave's Auto Repair or give him a call at 243-3330 today. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial, member SIPC.
Welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn, Iowa, as we get ready for this Class 1A regional matchup tonight between the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders and the Exira EHK Spartans as the postseason rolls on here for you. And, of course, as I mentioned, Coon Rapids Baird did have to win here to get to this point here in the postseason as they knocked off Griswold in their first round matchup here on the season. And they had to win one, as we mentioned, over Griswold in that first round matchup. And we'll take a look here at how these teams are shaping up here tonight for you as we'll have our national anthem coming up here for you once again here in just a moment as well. And actually listen in right now for that here before we get started here tonight. Anthem taken care of here tonight, and we're about ready for high school basketball here this evening. Once again, as I mentioned, it was Coon Rapids Baird winning 40-35 in that opening round game against Griswold here to get to this matchup here tonight, as they will be playing here with a chance to move on. The winner of this game will face the winner of the Glidden-Ralston-Cam game that's going on tonight as well in Glidden. Both teams are out here onto the floor, ready to get things tapped up into the center circle. To be Kelsey Winnett, the 5'8 senior here for Coon Rapids Baird, and for Xyra EHK, Sophia Peppers, the 5'11 freshman. And the whistle's been blown, the ball ready to go. It's up in the air, and the tap controlled by Xyra EHK. They'll have it on the left wing and dump it into the corner here to Rachel Smith. She'll launch a quick three. That's short. Rebound loose on the floor, and it's going to be tied up. And they're going to call, out of bounds, actually. They're going to say Peppers had possession of it while she was stepping on the inline. And that'll give it back here to Coon Rapids Baird. So the inbound pass now coming here for the Crusaders. They have a tough time in the corner. It was almost stolen. Nice job getting in the passing lane by Rose Anderson. And she almost was able to save it back in and get the steal, but goes out of bounds, and the Crusaders will inbound on the far sideline. Inbound pass will come in here to the hands of McKenna Zanders, and she'll bring it up the floor here for CRB. Across the timeline, she'll dump it off now into the hands of Brianna Davis. Davis works it over to Taylor Pevestorf. Pevestorf now works it over right side. Dribble here by Zanders. A tip, and ball's loose on the floor. Stolen. Rose Anderson comes up with it. On the run the other way, Rasmussen hands it off to Peppers, and then she lost it and turns it right back over. Trying to shovel a pass, and nobody was home. So all we have so far is turnovers here in the contest. Crusaders with it now out front. They'll pass it up top here to Culbertson. Now she'll go left side here to Pevestorf. Pevestorf now up top. Zanders crossing over, stops and picks up her dribble. Needs some help. Pass back outside here to Winnett. Winnett will put it on the floor. Bounce pass it back up top here to Davis. Davis gets a screen and goes right side. Into the hands of Zanders. Zanders is going to put it on the floor. A reach-in foul going to be called against Rose Anderson, trying to swat at that basketball. That'll be the first here of the game. Crusaders are wearing their road black uniforms with the white lettering, with the red piping and the white and red trim. Inbound pass into the corner here for the Crusaders, and they'll drive baseline all the way underneath the hoop. The shot no good on the wraparound by Davis, and then a foul on the rebound try. Going to go against Coon Rapids Baird. And that foul was going to be whistled against Kelsey Winnett. That'll be the first against the Crusaders here tonight. Spartans with the basketball. Crusaders drop back into a 2-3 zone. Rose Anderson out front. Left side, Masmussen. Now down low. They try to force it into Peppers. Almost lost it. She's able to regain it. Bounces it back. It's lost through the legs of Smith, but picked up by Burmeister. Now they'll go to Rasmussen left side. Back up top. The pump fake and the drive. A stop and a banker on the way. No good by Anderson. Rebound batted around. We're going to have a jump ball here between Peppers and Pevestorf. And it's going to be a CRB basketball here on the arrow. Culbertson will inbound. And the pressure will be put on again here by the Spartans in the full court. Inbound pass will be handled by Zanders. And she'll run it up the floor. She gets it up ahead, a nice pass on the run, and a shot missed off the front of the rim by Winnett. Got the rebound, though. She stole it back, missed her putback, tried to go up again, and this time she's fouled, so she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Foul is going to be whistled. Official still walking over to the score table, and the foul is going to be whistled here against Mara Burmeister. That'll be her first, second team foul against the Spartans, and the first chance. What a good look for points here for either team, as at the line is Winnett. And the first one is up on the way and splashes through. Kelsey Winnett gets the first points of the game. It's 1-0 Coon Rapids Baird. Second free throw on the way, and that one's up and through. Knocks them both down, and it's a 2-0 early lead here for the Crusaders. Spartans basketball, they'll go left side here into the hands of Burmeister. Now back out front, Rachel Smith. She'll lob it to Burmeister, who are curled around the screen, and she was wide open on the block. That's a good-looking play, and Burmeister banks it home to tie it at two. Inbound pass here for the Crusaders, and it'll be brought up the floor by Davis as she weaves her way through traffic on the dribble. Up top now over to Zanders. Sanders back up front into the hands of Davis. Davis will put it on the floor, picks up her dribble now, needs some help. She's stuck there, and she's going to hand it off finally to Zanders, who will stay there for a moment. Now dribble. Go down the left side of the lane all the way in. Layup no good. Rebound and putback is good underneath by Winnett. She's got 4 points, and it's 4-2 Coon Rapids Bears. Back the other way, Burmeister right side. She'll sling it across over to Anderson. In the corner, a three ball by Rasmussen is short. Long rebound comes out and controlled by Rachel Smith. We're going to have a foul on Winnett as she bumped into her. That'll be the second on Kelsey Winnett. And second team foul as well against the Crusaders. And I think she's going to come out. She will. Substitution here for Exira EHK as well as Peppers will come out. Kennedy Mattson into the game. Yeah, substitution here for Coon Rapids Baird. We'll catch that other player here for you in just a moment that checked in. Inbound pass, lob down low. They get it to Mattson on the block, and she banks one in. Last time we saw the Spartans play, that was her spot of choice, and she's able to find it here again this time, and it's 4-4. And now a quick timeout, or they can call a five-second violation first. The official on the far end of the floor is going to come in and say it was a five-second call. Nope, they are going to award the timeout. Oh, all kinds of discussion. And well, let's just say one official might have a bit of an ego to deal with, but the other one down underneath was going to award the timeout at the last moment instead of the five-second call, I believe, and looked like they were going to change the call, but then they decided to go ahead and award the timeout anyway. So a 30-second timeout here for Coon Rapids Baird. And they will talk things over here and try to figure out how to break this pressure a little bit easier, especially on the inbound. They've had trouble here so far. 4-4, tie ball game with 4:53 left to go here in this first quarter. Inbound pass will come from the Crusaders underneath the hoop as Culbertson will lob it in. She gets it into the hands of Pevestor. She tries to dribble out of a trap, loses the basketball, but it's picked up by Coon Rapids Baird, but then they travel. As her feet planted firmly on the ground by Davis, she took off before dribbling, and she'll turn it back over. Inbound pass will come now here for the Spartans as Burmeister will catch it out top. Burmeister will hand it off to Rachel Smith as they reset the offense and spread the floor. Right side over to Anderson. Up top, Smith. Now they go left side here to Burmeister. The lob to the backside. Another screen and a nice play to clear up the block again for Rose Anderson, and she banks it home. They ran that same play, just different sides of the floor so far, and it's 6-4. Crusaders inbound. They break pressure. They get it up the floor quickly to Zanders, and she dribbled it off her foot, picked it back up, and dribbled again. That should have been a traveling violation. She got away with it. And then they call a jump ball on the floor. She ended up having trouble controlling the basketball and gets tied up. So the Spartans will get it back. 4:14 left to go here in this first quarter. 6-4, Spartans advantage, and they have the ball. They're wearing their home white uniforms with the maroon lettering, the black trim, black outline around the maroon numbers. Spartans across the chest. Here's the drive baseline by Burmeister, and they say she stepped on the inline. Couldn't keep track of her surroundings that time, and it'll turn it over. Now she's going to check out. Pepper's going to check back in, so a little bit of a larger lineup. Two players down low, Mattson and Pepper's in at the same time here for the Spartans. Inbound pass here for the Crusaders, and they'll bring it up the right side of the floor. Davis dribbling will come back to the top. She dribbles past Anderson, stops at the elbow, launches it up and throws it away. Mattson steals it. She'll run it up the floor to Rachel Smith. Shot off the glass and in. Transition bucket for the Spartans, and it's 8-4. Now a tip and a steal here on the inbound. Rachel Smith caught it after Peppers tipped the inbound, and then she gets it across the lane as she's falling to Anderson, who banks it in. 10-4. Spartans on a rental run here. Now another bad pass, but the Crusaders able to track it down with Davis. She'll put a layup in on the other end and in. They just launched it up the floor, hoping somebody would get to it, and Davis did. 10-6. You're ready to buckle your seatbelt here in this one, I have a feeling, up and down the floor. Rachel Smith, a three here on the top of the key for the Spartans, missed it. Peppers the rebound. She'll lob it back here to Rasmussen, and she's fouled. They'll inbound the ball underneath. The foul going to be whistled here on the floor against Taylor Pevestorf. That'll be her first. She's going to check out. Culbertson will check out as well. In there right now, in there for a while, has been Tina Lair Van Meter. And they brought a couple of new faces in here just a moment ago. We'll get them in a second. Pass down low for Peppers. You get back outside to Anderson. Now up top, it's Rasmussen for three, and she splashes it home. Nice ball movement by the Spartans off the inbound, and they get the three. 13-6 now. And now another bad pass. Threw it right to Kennedy Mattson, who was hovering in the middle of the floor. They trapped the ball handler on the inbound, and she threw it right to Mattson, who gets the steal and the layup. Back the other way now. The Crusaders trying to run up the floor. Spartans thought they had another steal, and it's going to be a hit on the arm instead. It'll be a foul whistled against Peppers. First on Sophia Peppers, and a third team foul against the Spartans. Into the ball game here is Sadie Schultes here for Xyra EHK. Also, Burmeister comes back in. Inbound here for Coon Rapids Bayer. They'll have it up top here. It's Zander. She'll hand it off here to Davis. And now a traveling violation against Davis. She was trying to spin away from Burmeister and got called for the walk. Other players that are out there now, Tiara Jansen, the 5'6 sophomore for Coon Rapids Bayard, and also back in is Winnett. Lob across near inside of Peppers. They look for it at the high post. It was tipped away and stolen. So the Spartans turn it over. It's taken away there by Tiara Jansen. Coon Rapids Bayard across the timeline, almost dribbled it back over the timeline, but just missed it. Off to Davis now. Now she'll dribble down to the center. She lost it for a moment, gets it back. Right side pass tipped out of bounds by Schultes. It'll stay with the Crusaders. Peppers checks back out of the game as Rachel Smith will be right back in there. Inbound pass here for Coon Rapids Bayard. Davis picked up her dribble, needs some help. She'll hand it off now here to Jansen, and she's going to duck her shoulder, and oh, they say she stepped out of bounds first anyways. There was some contact between her and Rasmussen, but it was already out of bounds, so it'll turn over here to the Spartans. Rachel Smith will run the point. 1:47 to go first quarter. Spartans advantage 15-6. Across the lane they go here to Burmeister. She tried to rifle a pass through traffic. It's stiffed and stolen. On the other run the other way, Cruden Rapids Bayard stops and pops and knocks it down. Tina Lair Van Meter knocks that one down and gets them back here to 15-8. Spartans advantage and basketball. Rachel Smith into the left corner here for Rasmussen. Pass court, cross court there to Schultes, and she got it down low to Rachel Smith, who was right on the block, and all she had to do was turn and bank it home. Another bucket here for the Spartans, and it's 17-8. Coon Rapids Bayard now trying to fight through pressure on the other end, tipping a steal. Burmeister got a hand on it. Hands it off to Rachel Smith. Smith out front in the corner. Burmeister for three right side. It's good. Spartans have ran the scoreboard out to 20-8 now with a couple of buckets here quickly. Jansen on the other end for the Crusaders. Over to Davis. So lob it over to Zanders in the right corner. They'll try to come pressure her. She'll dribble around. Stop and fire one on the run from 15. No good. Rebound pulled down by Madsen. Off to Schultes, and they're going to slow down for one shot. Tom Peterson setting up a play here for one last shot here at the end of the quarter. 26 seconds to go until we head to the second quarter of play. Rachel Smith out front with the basketball as her team leads 20-8. Right side over to Burmeister. Back up top here to Rachel Smith. Back to Burmeister. Burmeister lobs it back up top. It's tipped and stolen. Bad pass. Jansen stole it away. She'll run the other direction for the layup. Too strong. Rebound loose. Davis picks it up. She'll curl around. Give it off in the middle of the lane for a banker that's no good at the buzzer by Winnett. And that'll do it here at the end of quarter number one. Spartans lead it 20-8. Back with second quarter action in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Crop Production Services in Brayton is the retail division of Agrium. Their staff is ready to assist you and customize your needs for seed, fertilizer, herbicides, and fungicides. Call Keith, Bruce, or Mike at 549-2473 in Brayton and see what number one can do for you. Partners Insurance at 6th and Walnut in Atlantic offers a winning combination of quality products, price, and service. Call Partners Insurance today at 243-4392 for competitive quotes on all your insurance needs. The Cass County Recycling Center. Do you realize a large quantity of materials you throw away every day are recyclable? Items such as newspapers, corrugated cardboard, white and colored paper, junk mail, magazines, plastics, glass, and all metal. Visit the Cass County Recycling Center today.
Welcome back here to Xyra EHK High School here in Elkhorn as the Spartans lead it after quarter number one by a score of 20-8 here over Coon Rapids Bayard as we get ready to head here into the second quarter of play. The Crusaders have the ball here first in the quarter. They'll lob it in the corner here to Zander. She'll dribble through traffic, have her shot blocked by Peppers down low, take it off the floor by Smith. She'll push up ahead to Burmeister, turns and misses one off the front of the iron, and the rebound pulled down inside by the Crusaders, and then a reach-in foul here against Rachel Smith. That'll be Rachel Smith's first foul. Fourth team foul now here against the Spartans, and the Crusaders will inbound, and the Spartans back off here into three-quarter court pressure. Inbound, Davis will go right side into the hands here of Zanders. She'll try to dribble out of pressure, throws it away. She was looking down low, trying to pass it off to Pevestorf, and it's stolen by Smith. Off right or left side, she gets it back for a transition three by Smith, no good, and the rebound loose on the floor. Last touched by Coon Rapids Bayard, so the Spartans will get to keep possession. Rachel Smith will lob it in into the corner to Anderson. Right back to Smith in the corner. She'll dump it down low. Tip for a moment, but gathered by Rasmussen. She missed the shot. Peppers the point-blank rebound and put back is no good. And then a foul going to be whistled after that against Exira EHK. As that'll be a reach-in there called against Maggie Rasmussen. Her first and the 15th foul now. Crusaders able to inbound this time, and they'll get it in the middle. Nice lane down the left side, but the shot is missed. Too strong by Winnett. Rebound to the Spartans, and now they'll run. Rachel Smith the other way, into the corner. Burmeister back up top now, and they'll slow it down. Rachel Smith sets up the offense, goes right side to Burmeister. Burmeister into the corner here to Peppers. Peppers, a couple of dribbles, and now lobs it underneath. A little bit too tall for Burmeister. She was open on the block, but it was too tall for her. It was stolen by Coon Rapids Bayard. Burmeister came back around from behind and almost stole it back, but she knocks it out of bounds. And it will be Coon Rapids Bayard basketball. Officials waiting here for a moment till some fans find their seats. Now they'll inbound. And it's going to be out of bounds and back to Exira EHK. Rasmussen will key it in this time to Anderson in the backcourt, and she'll walk it up with 6:25 to go till halftime. Still 20-8, Spartans. Left side pass, Rasmussen. She'll lob the lob pass down low to Burmeister and gets her right again, and they screen to get that block open, and she knocks it down with the banker. Now up the floor, Pevestorf able to control for the Crusaders. Right side to Zanders for the long shot. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Burmeister. Ended up on her back, but she's still able to gather up the basketball. Off to Anderson, who lost the dribble. Well, she was able to get the dribble back down. She fumbled the pass. They said, I guess she didn't have control that first time. Now the pass to the high post to Peppers. Back outside, it goes to Burmeister. She'll launch up a three. Everybody left her alone, and she splashes down another triple. Second three of the game for Mara Burmeister, and it's 25-8. Crusaders up the floor. They'll go right corner to Zanders. Zanders hounded there. Try to cut her off, and she goes baseline, forced to pass through the middle. Tipped and stolen. Burmeister got a hand on it. She tried to shovel the pass back to Rasmussen. It was stolen by Zanders. She's able to put a shot up, and she gets fouled, they say, in the process. So kind of just a victim of where that ball ended up there was Rasmussen, and she'll get called for the foul. That'll be her second. So a tough break there after what was a very good hustle play by Burmeister. Will turn into free throws here for Zanders, but she misses the first. Two substitutions for each squad as Madsen and Smith come back in now here for the Spartans. Also back into the game here, Tierra Jansen for Coon Rapids Bayard along with Tina Lair Van Meter. Second free throw was made here by Zanders, and now a timeout going to be taken by Exira EHK as Coach Peterson wants to talk things over. 5:21 left to go till halftime. Full timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott Auction Building is the best source for buying and selling household, antiques, estates, farm equipment, and much more. Call McDermott Auction Building at 205 Maple Street in Atlantic at 243-4673, where buyers and sellers go to get the best, and let McDermott's do the rest.
Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 1-800-996-7321. With Farmers Insurance, you get a professional local agent, Dave Jones, who can help you with your auto, home, life, and small business needs, helping you simplify your life, and who can offer you a broad array of coverage discounts.
Back here at Exira EHK High School in Elkhorn, Spartans with the basketball and the lead, 25-9, as we head to the final 5:15 here of the second quarter. Inbound, and they'll get it down right side. They dumped it on the loader, blocked to Pepper. She dumped it right back out. Now Smith curling around and driving in, tried to lob it to Madsen on the block, and it was a little bit too far out in front of her, and it's turned over out of bounds. Coach Peterson not happy at all with his team's execution thereafter the timeout. He was up screaming at a couple of different players there. They're used to it. It's tough love. Up the floor, and the pass is going to be thrown away here by the Crusaders. Stolen by Rachel Smith. She'll stop at the elbow, dump it off to Schultes. Back outside to Smith. Crossing over into the lane, right through defenders, and banks one up, or shoots one up and in, right through the rim, right in the middle of the lane. That was a nice drive that time by Rachel Smith, slicing through everybody. Davis goes right side to Zanders, who will line up a three ball on the right side, and she knocks that down. First three of the game here for Coon Rapids Baird, and it's 27-12. Back up the floor, into the corner here for the Spartans. They'll dump it down on the block to Pepper. She'll turn, lean one up, no good. Rebound, pulled down, a good block out by Winnett. Winnett will run it up the floor herself. She'll dump it right side Zander. She's going to step through a defender. Now across, pass too tall for Jansen, but it's tracked down by Van Meter. She'll dump it back out front. Now a dribble right side. Zanders will catch and shoot again for another three. Same spot. Missed that one. Rebound Rachel Smith. She'll run it up the floor to Peppers on the run out. Right side layup good. Sophia Peppers running the floor and getting rewarded. And it's 29-12. 3:50 to go till halftime. Right side pass for the Crusaders to Zanders. Now to Jansen at the free throw line. Off to Van Meter down low. She'll kick it back out. Zanders another three. That's good. McKenna Zanders with a couple of threes here in this second quarter for the Crusaders. It's 29-15. Spartans on top. Right side to Rachel Smith. In the corner, they'll go to Anderson. Looking on the block, gives it to Peppers. Nice drop step, and she gets right to the basket and banks it home. Nice play that time. A little hesitant on the entry pass, but got it down there. 31-15. Exira EHK settles back into their 3-2 shifting zone. Crusaders into the corner. They'll try to trap everywhere the ball goes. Right side, it's into the hands here of Davis, and she'll drive right through defenders, and they're going to call a foul. They're actually going to call that against Kennedy Madsen down low. I thought she was actually going to get the benefit of the offensive foul call, but not so much the case this time. Madsen will pick up the foul, and that will be team foul number 7, so we'll head to the line here for the 1-1. Couple of substitutions here as well. Rasmussen back in there here for Xyra EHK. First free throw up and good for Davis, so she'll get one more, earning the second. Second free throw on the way. That one's off the back iron, no good. Rebound Schultes. Schultes will run the point this time here for the Spartans with Rachel Smith catching a breather. Pepper's catching a breather right now as well. On the floor, it's Schultes, Burmeister, Anderson, Madsen, and Rasmussen. In the middle, they give to Madsen. She turned and tried to bank one in. It was a little bit off the mark. Couldn't fight for the rebound, and the Crusaders come up with it. Davis the other way will bring it up top. Now a pass to the high post here, and they'll work it back outside. Zanders in the corner for a three left wing. No good on that one. Rebound pulled down by Schultes. Schultes will bring it up the floor here and slow it down a little bit. Get some instructions from the bench. Now she'll throw it right side. Rasmussen in the corner. She'll stop and fire the three as they left her open and short. Rebound by Burmeister, and the putback is good underneath. 33-16. Spartans advantage. 2:05 left to go till halftime. Coon Rapids Baird with the basketball. Davis has it out front. We'll go over to Pevestorf. Now back left side, Zanders. Pevestorf to Zanders. They'll play catch out top. Now down on the block. Nice pass down underneath there, and a good banker up and in by Winnett. 33-18. That was good ball movement that time there by the Crusaders, and a good look down inside. Up top, Schultes will work it left wing. Now to Mattson in the lane. They'll dump it now baseline to Rasmussen for a jumper that's good. Maggie Rasmussen found an open spot and splashed home the J, and it'll be Coon Rapids Bayard ball now back the other direction. Hevestorf to Davis, swinging it over to Zanders. Now back up top. Left side, Hevestorf, Davis, skipping to the corner to Zanders. Another three try. That's no good. A little strong. Rebound comes out long, but Rasmussen able to come to it. She'll pass it off now to Schultes. Schultes thought about the pass down low. Now works it in the corner. Burmeister rifles up a three ball. No good. Rebound inside by Winnett. Winnett now up the floor here for Coon Rapids. Bayard will dump it off to Davis. Davis stops at the free throw or at the three-point line and dumps it over right side. Now gets it back. Right side over to Zanders again. Catch out front. Hevestorf left wing. Looking inside. Now they get it in there. Van Meter, she turns and shoots one up and in. Nice quick decision by Tina Lair Van Meter, and we have a timeout going to be taken here by Xyra EHK. Coach Peterson going to take a 30-second timeout here for his ball club, so we'll keep it right here. And if you've seen Tom Peterson coach before, you know that he's very enthusiastic, and he's very quick to give a little tough love. He'll get up and yell at his gals, but I think they understand that he just knows what he wants them to execute, and when they don't, they're going to hear about it. And this is when you'll see him take timeouts. It's not necessarily the other way around. A lot of times you'll see coaches on a bad offensive set or a bad mistake taking a shot, calling the timeout. More often than not, for Coach Peterson, it's on the defensive end of the floor. He didn't like the way his team was set up that time and didn't contest that inside shot, so he took the break. I'll go left side now here off of the inbound. Over to Burmeister. Now they'll try to lob it. They set up that screen again. But this time the Crusaders sniffed it out and backed up. Zanders able to tip it up in the air and steal it. Zanders bounce pass, but she was lazy on that one. And Anderson tipped and stole it over to Burmeister. Burmeister up the floor. The pass across to Anderson. And now a shot up and no good and a foul call. And Burmeister probably got away with the travel before she passed that off. But they're going to get the call here underneath. Hevestorf will pick up the foul. And we will go to the free throw line here as Rose Anderson will get to shoot a pair. And the first one is too strong, no good. Hevestorf going to check out as Tiara Jansen comes back in for Coon Rapids Bayard. Shot up in, and free throw good there that time by Anderson. She makes one out of two. 36-20. Now the pressure put on by the Spartans. Inbound. Tough one to Zander. She catches it, though, and will run out of pressure. All the way up the floor right side. Goes to the free throw line, picks up her dribble. Now a left-handed shot up and no good. Rebound, put back, no good, short. Burmeister grabs it, and she's not able to get up the floor to look at any kind of good look before halftime comes as time runs out. 36-20. Xyra EHK leading here at the halftime break. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about the first half numbers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash, offering the latest in touchless car wash technology, including three self-serve bays and one automatic bay with dryer. Whetstone Extreme Clean Car Wash is located on the corner of West Highway 6th and 10th Street in Atlantic. Camblin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camblin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic today. Geis Perry Jewelry, the jeweler of choice for all your jewelry needs. Geis Perry Jewelry in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Geis Perry Jewelry for now and forever.
And welcome back here to Xyra EHK High School as we're at the halftime intermission here of our girls' Class 1A regional matchup here tonight. And it's Xyra EHK here leading at halftime 36-20 over Coon Rapids Bayard here at intermission. Take a look at the numbers here for you from the first half. Mara Burmeister led the way for Exira EHK as she had a couple of three balls in the first half to help out the cause. 12 points for her. 5 points apiece for both Maggie Rasmussen and Rose Anderson. 6 points so far tonight for Rachel Smith, and 4 apiece for Kennedy Madsen and Sophia Peppers. They only went to the free throw line once, and that was right there towards the end of the half for Anderson. It was 1 of 2 at the line for the Spartans. For the Crusaders, they were led by 7 points in that first half from McKenna Zanders, who hit 2 threes in that second quarter. 6 points as well from Kelsey Winnett. 4 points tonight for Tina Lair Van Meter. And 3 points tonight so far for Brianna Davis here in the contest, as they were 4 of 6 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. Kind of an up and down, helter-skelter type of game, which you usually expect when game that Exira EHK is in, just because of the style of defense that they'll play, pressuring off of made shots in the full court press, and they'll run that most of the time. Other times they'll back off into a kind of a half-court trap look. And on the defensive end, they run a 3-2 zone, and they're trying to trap everywhere outside with the ball handlers, and that's what forces a lot of those turnovers and some of those quick, weird plays. But it's been both ways so far here tonight. The Crusaders turned the ball over a good number of times, but so have the Spartans, and that's what's kept Coon Rapids Bayard hanging around here a little bit, as, of course, those three balls helped from Zanders there in that second quarter to get them a little bit closer here at the halftime break. Of course, comparatively, especially to the first two times that these two teams played. Back on January the 30th here, so not too far back down the road, when these two teams matched up in Coon Rapids Bayard, it was a 43-8 lead for Exira EHK at halftime. So they had a very wide margin there. They also had a 36-6 lead, a 30-point advantage, the first time they played at halftime back on December 20th. So I'm sure Coach Peterson not extremely pleased with the way his team has performed here in the first half. It hasn't been real crisp, and there's been a lot of mistakes out there, of course, by both teams. But the Spartans would like to play a little bit better than this, especially as you're trying to get to play your best basketball here at the end of the season, and that really hasn't been the case here so far for them here tonight. But we'll see what they can get corrected here at halftime. A lot of that's maybe just getting settled down. You get into the postseason, you get a little more anxious, and, of course, the intensity level steps up. We saw that last night with the boys' games that we called up in Audubon. Audubon and Cam and Glidden-Ralston, Guthrie Center. A lot of teams that necessarily didn't have a ton of success on the season, but, boy, they really stepped up the intensity level. And both, all teams last night played better than maybe they had all season long. So it was nice competition and good, tough defense. That's what makes it really hard. And you're seeing that a large part here tonight as well. And postseason always seems to be a different beast, so you got to work through those types of emotions as well. But nonetheless, it is a 16-point advantage, 36-20 here for the Spartans at halftime over Coon Rapids Bayard. As we mentioned, the winner of this contest will get to move on and play once again on Friday night, and that matchup will be in a Class 1A regional play. Next game, it'll be in Elkhorn. It's going to be played back here on Friday night at 7 o'clock. And so the winner of this game will move on to face the winner of Glidden-Ralston and Cam, who are playing tonight as well in Glidden. On the other side of the bracket, when you get to the regional finals, right now playing tonight are George Little Rock and Clay Central Everly. They're playing in George tonight. And then also playing in Marcus tonight is Marcus Meriden Cleghorn taking on Arweva. And that those matchups going on tonight here on the other side of the bracket, of course. And that regional final game would eventually be on Monday the 23rd, and that game scheduled to be played in Ida Grove there to see who moves on to the championship, to the state tournament. Try to take a look here at some other notes here for you coming up in just a little bit as well, see if we can't check on a few other scores here for you and get you set for second half action here tonight as well here on KJAN. About 4 minutes until we get that second half started. We'll take another break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Mel's Diner in Brayton. Best case of don't judge a book by its cover. Stop in for delicious homemade meals with daily specials. Open 11 to 2 Monday through Friday and 5 to 7. incredible food at reasonable prices. Call 549-2443 for takeout from Mel's Diner in Brayton. Mick Allen is a registered representative with Voya Financial. See Mick for your investment needs. Mick's office is located in Atlantic. Stop by or give Mick a call. Mick Allen, registered representative and securities offered through Voya Financial, member SIPC. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future openings.
And welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here tonight. As the Spartans have the lead here at the halftime break over Coon Rapids Bayard, 36-20 in this girls 1A regional matchup. Lots of other action going on, of course, here tonight in postseason play for the girls. Right now at halftime, it's IKM Manning leading Underwood 35-24. Also later on tonight in Hawkeye 10 action, Glenwood will be taking on Lewis Central. And other games going on here this evening. See if we can get some other updates here for you. As Mount Air is tied with Murray right now, 14-14. It's late in the second quarter at that in that ball game. Also tonight, Nottoway Valley is taking on I-35 here this evening, and Nottoway Valley leading at halftime, 19-15 there in that contest. Also, another update here for you for that other game going on between Cam and Glidden-Ralston. It's a 29-8 halftime lead for Glidden-Ralston as they lead the Cam Cougars. Cougars shooting just 1 of 8 in the second quarter, so not a good night there so far for Cam. So Glidden-Ralston right now with the advantage there in that game. And, of course, winner of that one would play the winner of this one here in the next round. So let's look at some of those other games we've got going on here around high school basketball for you tonight. Trying to get some more of those scores here for you later on this evening as the night moves along here as well. Also take a quick look here at for you notes from college basketball here this evening in top 25 play. A lot of games are in progress right now. 10th-ranked Notre Dame leads Wake Forest 77-64. Top-ranked Kentucky leading by 4 over Tennessee 48-44 with 8:33 left in the game there. 20th-ranked Baylor leading by 2 over Texas Tech 43-41 with 7:46 to go in the game. Number 25 VCU leads St. Louis 34-22 at halftime. 13th-ranked Wichita State leads Southern Illinois 28-19 with 7:06 left to go in the first half. And later on tonight, 17th-ranked Oklahoma hosts Texas. That'll be an 8 o'clock tip-off here this evening in the college basketball play. So that's going to take a look at some of those scores there for you. We're about ready to get going here with second half play. Both teams back out here on the floor getting instructions from their coaching staffs. And we've got just about 22 seconds left on the clock here before they get things whistled to play back in to the second half. Once again, it's a 36-20 advantage here for the Spartans over the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. A trip to the next round of the postseason on the line. Winner of this game will play back here on this floor coming up on Friday night at 7 o'clock against the winner of Cam and Glidden-Ralston. And it's Glidden-Ralston leading that game. Whistle is blown. Team's back out on the floor. It's going to be Spartan basketball here working to the left. We sit in the crow's nest on the opposite side of the scorer's table here in the gymnasium with the next to the student section here for the Spartans. And they'll have the basketball here first, and it'll inbound here to Rachel Smith. It's their starting five. Rachel Smith, Sophia Peppers, who will get it on the block quickly as they work it down inside. She turns to the basket and is fouled, and she'll go to the line here to shoot a quick two to open up this second half. So Peppers right away getting to the line is something that the Spartans really didn't do at all in the first half. Just one trip to the free throw line that first half. She misses the first shot. The foul was whistled against Pevestorf. That's her third for Coon Rapids Bayard. The second free throw by Peppers rolls around and falls through, so she's able to make one out of two that time at the line. And now the inbound here for the Crusaders against pressure. They get it in the middle here to Zanders. Right side, Pevisdorf driving. Will stop and try to fire one. Burmeister got a piece of it as she recovered on the defensive effort. Nice job to recover. She was flying by at first. Got the block and then goes the other way. Rasmussen, kick out to Burmeister on the outside. A three ball rattles off the rim. No good. Last touch on the rebound, though, by Coon Rapids. Bayard by Winnett. And it will be Spartan basketball as Rose Anderson will inbound. Into the corner here for Burmeister. Back up top to Rachel Smith. Smith hangs on to it out front. Left side of Burmeister curling in. Throws it inside. It's out of the hands of Peppers. And it will be Spartan basketball. They say last touch by the Crusaders. Got a hand in there. Didn't mention the foul situation, but it's Pevisdorf now with three for Coon Rapids Bayard. Two in the game for Winnett, and then two for Maggie Rasmussen and for the Spartans. Nobody else really with any trouble. In the middle of the lane, a nice quick pass there off the inbound. They got it to Anderson right side, and then in the middle to Peppers, and she turns and jumps one in from 12. Inbound pass, breaking the pressure this time. Winnett on the right side for Coon Rapids Bayard. Try to pull up for the shot from the elbow, and another block by Burmeister. She gets it to Smith. Back to Burmeister, right side, and it's going to be a blocking foul underneath. And Burmeister will go to the line here to shoot two. That foul is going to be whistled against Caitlin Culbertson for the Crusaders, her first. Mara Burmeister showing a lot of hustle here tonight for Xyra EHK. She had led the team in points with 12 in the first half. And here on back-to-back defensive possession, she gets blocks and then runs the floor here in transition, and Rachel Smith gives it back to her on the right side. And she is able to go to the free throw line here and makes the first. Second free throw now coming here from Burmeister on the way off the back iron. Too strong. Rebound pulled down by the Crusaders. Zanders will throw it ahead here to Winnett. Winnett now trapped here near half court, and she turned and got run into a little bit. They're going to call the foul on Anderson. Anderson couldn't get herself set up in a good spot quick enough, and she'll get the foul. That'll be her second. 40-20, Spartans advantage with 6:41 to go third quarter. Coon Rapids Bayard on the outside. Davis has it out top. Davis looking over left side of Pevisdorf. Pevisdorf back up top. Davis now to Winnett, curling around left side. She'll dump into the left corner, a long high-arcing shot missed by Pevisdorf, and the rebound pulled down by the Spartans. Peppers up the floor to Rasmussen, try to get it down low. It's tapped out of bounds. Spartans will have it. We've got Anderson, Peppers, Rasmussen, Burmeister, and Smith on the floor. They'll inbound to Smith up top. She'll drive left side. Stop and fire. Shot bounces around off the rim. No good. Rebound. Peppers put back good. Sophia Peppers right there to get the board in the putback, and it's 42-20 Spartans. Inbound pass, and now a ducking shoulder. Ball was lost before the contact, so they let play go. Peppers picks up the ball and goes the other way. She had it blocked out of her hands. Picked up by Zanders. She'll run the other direction for a layup on the other end, and she's fouled by Burmeister, and will go to the line here to shoot two. One of those wacky series of events. As there was a lot of contact between Winnett and, I believe it was Rasmussen here on this right side. The ball was loose, though, first. So Peppers picked it up, went the other way, had her shot blocked, and then ran back the other way, and Zanders gets fouled. She missed the first free throw. She's got one more coming. Second free throw is good, so she makes one out of two. First points of the second half here for Coon Rapids Bayard, and it's 42-21. 5:44 left to go, third quarter. Rasmussen will load up a three here in transition on the other end. Missed it. Right there is Peppers again for the rebound and the putback. Did a great job of blocking out on the right side of the hoop. Crusaders basketball. Davis out front. Davis is out there with Pevisdorf, Culbertson, Winnett, and Zanders. Here's Brianna Davis. Bounce pass and a timeout going to be called here by the Crusaders. We'll see if it's a 30 or a full. And it's going to be a full timeout. 5:17 to go third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newt's Place in Shelby, the perfect place to meet old and new friends alike. Order your favorite beverage, shoot a game of pool, or just sit and relax. Newt's Place, your favorite hangout in Shelby. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut services any make or model, residential or commercial. They sell American Standard and Armstrong units. Affordable Heating and Air in Walnut, 24-hour service, no overtime rates. 784-HEAT, that's 784-4328. Century 21 DeMint Realty in Atlantic, part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by their office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com.
Welcome back here after the timeout. Crusaders with the basketball. They trail 44-21. Spartans advantage. Davis forces a pass down low. Nice one in there to Van Meter. Just got it to her. And she turns and banks one in. She's done a pretty good job when she's caught it inside of just turning and putting the shot up. Just haven't gotten to her a lot. Now on the other end, a 15-footer rattles out for Rachel Smith. Madsen pulls down the rebound, and her putback is off the mark. The rebound taken away now by the Crusaders. Winnett runs it up the floor and hands off to Davis. Davis bounces it down inside to Van Meter. Tried to pass it across the lane over to Winnett, and it's knocked out of bounds. They're going to say the Crusaders touched it last. So the Spartans get the basketball back, and they'll bring it here across the timeline. Bounce in to Rachel Smith. Now down low to Madsen there behind everybody, and she's fouled. The basket will count. She'll have a chance at a three-point play. It's going to be Zanders picking up the foul from behind. That's her first. Nice job there by Kennedy Madsen. Her first bucket of the second half. And she misses the free throw. So the rebound there pulled down by Coon Rapids Bayer. The rest of the Spartans were over getting instructions from Coach Peterson on the bench. Now they drop back into defense. They'll pass it to the free throw line here to Van Meter. Now a pass off to Winnett, and she'll fire one up from the other side of the elbow. And it's missed. Rebound to the Spartans. Anderson will toss it left side over to Rasmussen. Back across onto the right wing. Now Rasmussen again. Back to Anderson. Thought about the three, pump fakes, gets by, step across over to Rasmussen, who'll step inside the arc and knock one down there from 17 feet. Maggie Rasmussen has seven. 3:52 to go, third quarter, it's 48-23. Spartans lead, Crusader basketball. Right side over to Davis, up top they'll go Van Meter, now left side. It's Pevastorf. Off to Zanders, baseline Davis, gets by the defender, pops a shot up from 13 feet, no good, rebound tapped around, it's loose and controlled. Well, it's not controlled by anybody, knocked out of bounds and the Spartans will have it. Substitutions as Sadie Schultes will come back into the game, Mara Burmeister back in for the Spartans as Peppers and Smith will get a breather. Also Tierra Jansen back in here for Coon Rapids Bayard. Right side, Burmeister, up top, Schultes. Now a bounce pass inside, force one. It's tipped loose on the floor, now going to be tied up. Anderson and Davis get tied up. It'll be Crusader basketball on the arrow. Substitution now here for the Spartans as Rasmussen will come out. And for the first time tonight, we will see Keely Nelson, the 5'7 freshman. Inbound, Crusaders with it. Up top, Jansen. Now left side, Zanders will rifle up a three. That's short. Rebound, Jansen, though. She'll put it on the floor with one dribble. Falls down as she tried to force up a shot. Missed it. Rebound, Schultes. Up the floor to Anderson, and she'll stop. Didn't have any numbers, and she'll wait for her teammates to make it up the floor. Left side, Nelson. Skip across over to Schultes. She'll drive to the baseline. Cut off there. Kicks it back out. Anderson has it in the corner. She'll dribble back to the top. Over to Burmeister. Burmeister now to Schultes, and she'll come back to the top of the key to run the point. Baseball pass from Burmeister across for the three by Anderson. No good. Rebound, Burmeister. Now it's tapped away from her. Loose on the floor, picked up by Zanders. Zanders will bring it up the floor and cross the timeline. Left side over to Davis. Back to Zanders. Cross over to Davis. Davis up top. Now bounce on the floor here by Zanders, going right side. Threw up an awkward shot, missed it. Rebound, though, by Van Meter, and her putback is no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line here to shoot two. It's going to be whistled against Mara Burmeister. That'll be her third foul. Two free throws coming now here from Tina Lair Van Meter. First one, no good. And welcome back to the players that just checked out here for Xyra EHK. Rachel Smith, Maggie Rasmussen, and Sophia Peppers all back in. Free throw on the second try, no good. Rattles off the rim. Didn't get the roll that time there for Van Meter. Back the other way now. Spartans will set it up here on the perimeter. Anderson lobs it down low underneath the Smith. Lost the handle. Tries to back up to get a shot. It's missed short. Rebound fought for and picked up by Winnett. Winnett will run it here to the left side of the floor, and she's bumped by Burmeister in transition, and Burmeister is going to pick up foul number four. Aside from some bad fouls, she's been a really good spark for Xavier HK here tonight, so they will miss her not being on the floor here for a little while. Madsen's going to check back in. Inbound pass here for Coon Rapids Bear. They'll work it around the perimeter. Davis has it up top. She'll skip it across over to Zander. Steps in for a shot from 17. It's short. Off the rim, out of bounds. It'll be Spartan basketball. 1:25 to go in the third quarter. It's 48-23. Xyra EHK leading Coon Rapids Baird here in this girls' Class 1A regional matchup. Winner will play back on this court Friday night. Left side, Rasmussen. Now they get it to the free throw line to Smith. Dumps it down to Matson on the block. Missed the shot as she tried to lean back for it. And then a tie up on the rebound between Zanders and Peppers. This time the arrow belongs to Xyra EHK. Rachel Smith will inbound. Rose Anderson, she'll skip it across to Rasmussen. She'll try the three, and it's good. Maggie Rasmussen with her second triple of the game, and it's 51-23. Here come the Crusaders with Davis at the point. Jansen, left side. Long jumper just inside the arc, missed by Winnett. Zander's got the board on the other side of the hoop, but she pushed off, they say, against Rasmussen, and she'll pick up the foul. That'll be her second. That'll be the fourth team foul now here against Coon Rapids Bayard. Both teams with four here this half. Up the floor, 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Anderson will skip it across over to Rasmussen. Now down inside, Madsen just caught the pass, able to tip it up and get it. Now she fouls here after the rebound. The rebound came down to Winnett. She was able to get to the middle of the lane to pick it up. And then Madsen bumped her from behind, picks up the foul. That'll be the second against Madsen. And up the floor now we'll go here to Coon Rapids Baird. Actually, going to call that last foul against Maggie Rasmussen. That's who they credited to. So now the other end, the Crusaders throw it away. Peppers stole a ball down on the block, gives it off to Anderson, who will run the floor, and she'll get the layup on the other end. Nice job by Anderson, a hustle quickly. Now she almost got a steal. Off to Zander, she gets by and goes and banks one into some contact with Madsen, and she put it up and gets that to bank home. And now time's going to run out as the Spartans just lob it up the floor here at the end of the quarter. After three, it's 53-25, Spartans leading the Crusaders. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Rick's Auto Clinic, located at 702 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers oil changes as well as engine and transmission overhauls. Hours are 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Give Rick's Auto Clinic a call today at 243-7088. Hummel Insurance Services in Oakland is here to help you save money and protect what matters most with insurance policies for farm, home, auto, life, liability, and blanket. Call Hummel Insurance today at 800-482-6426. Mid-States Bank in Avoca. If you're looking for a bank that works hard to help with your finances, see Mid-States Bank. They provide first-class quality and the convenience you've come to expect. Mid-States Bank of Avoca, helping you reach your dreams.
Welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn, Iowa, as we head to the fourth quarter. Spartans lead at 53-25 over Coon Rapids Baird. Winner plays Friday night against the winner of Cam Glidden-Ralston. Glidden-Ralston leading that one 45-28 over Cam at the end of the third quarter there. Crusaders now with the basketball, and they'll run it here right side. It's balls. Hard to explain that one. Ball went to the right side. It was popped up into the air out of the hands of Davis and swatted around for quite a while before it went out, and it will belong to the Spartans on the turnover. So they'll come back the other way and set up their offense. Peppers will swing a pass across over to Rasmussen, who lost control and traveled with the basketball before she could pass it back over to Anderson. So just like that, the Crusaders get it right back. A couple of turnovers here to start the fourth quarter. 53-25, 7:27 left to go here in the game. Spartans advantage. They'll settle back into their 3-2 zone here as open in the corner is Anders for another three try. This one's missed again, and the rebound pulled down by Smith. Smith up the floor here to Rasmussen. Back up top to Rachel Smith, driving in, pulls up for the jumper. It's short. Rebound, Peppers, put back, no good, just bounced out. And the rebound taken by Culbertson. Crusaders with the basketball here as Davis will have it up front. Over to Pevisdorf, now back up top. Bounces it inside, and a turn and a banker off the front iron by Culbertson. Rebound pulled down here by the Spartans. Manson had it. Up the floor, Peppers running down to the baseline. She got all the way to the hoop, missed the shot, though. And then a foul. No, a ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound try by Coon Rapids Bear. So it'll stay with the Spartans. Burmeister back in, Rasmussen back in here as well as they do some substituting. Peppers comes out. Pump fake by Smith. She drove in and they're going to have a block call here. She tried to shovel a pass off to Burmeister and they call the block against Winnett. That's a tough one actually because I think she was set up pretty good. That could have been an offensive foul against Smith, but they get away with that one. And Smith will then inbound and then we have a foul away from the basketball on the inbound called here by the official. That's going to be against Kennedy Madsen. She'll pick up her second foul, and just like that, Peppers off the bench and right back in. Up the floor now here, the Crusaders with the basketball. They'll have it out top. They'll work it into the left corner. And it's tipped and lost, and, well, did she save it or not? Yeah, she did. Luckily, Culbertson at the last moment flipped it back off of Anderson's leg and kept possession here for the Crusaders. So now out front, Davis will have it. She'll hand it off to Pevisdorf. Now it goes left side, dribbling around out through pressure. Kick out to Zanders for another three off the mark. And the rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a foul. Foul whistled against Winnett. That'll be her fourth here for the Crusaders. She's going to check out. And Tina Lair Van Meter back into the game for the Crusaders to replace her. And now a timeout taken here after the Spartans get it up across half court. Be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 5:59 left to go here in the contest, and it's a 53-25 advantage for Exira EHK. Hasn't been a real pretty game here for either team. And I think both teams have started to do a little bit more of what they wanted to here in the second half. It's just the Crusaders aren't getting the shots to fall. They're trying to get it outside and get open looks for Sanders on the three-point line. She just hasn't been able to knock many of them down. Inbound here after the break. The Spartans will lob it in here to the backcourt to Anderson, and she'll come across half court now. And send it over to who? Rasmussen, left open for a three, and she likes that spot. She'll knock down another one. That's her third of the game from outside, and it's out to a 56-25 lead for Exira EHK. Right side pass for Zanders here for the Coon Rapids Baird. Up top, Pevisdorf. She'll stop and dribble now into the lane. Float one up on the run, missed it. Rasmussen the rebound. Rasmussen will run it up the floor, left side to Smith, across the lane to Madsen in transition. Layup good. When it works, It looks real nice, and it worked that time for the Spartans. 5:15 to go. Now that the timeout going to be taken, it's going to be taken by Coon Rapids Baird. It'll be a full timeout with 5:15 to go. 58-25, Spartans on top. Take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for farm mutual insurance, has a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 712-764-6000 for competitive quotes today. Atlantic Glass Company in Atlantic has replacement windows for install and do-it-yourselfers. No job is too big or too small. For auto glass, custom showers, residential glass, and windshields, call Atlantic Glass Company at 243-7712. Nelson Machine and Forge of Marnie. Owner Steve Nelson has over 30 years of experience in the welding and fabrication business. Plus, he sells welding gases and has a variety of steel inventory. That's Nelson Machine and Forge in Marnie.
Welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn. Out of the timeout for the Crusaders, they'll have it, and they'll send it in to Davis, who will work it over to Jansen. Now Winnett got it at the free throw line, drove in, banked one up, no good. Rebound Matson for the Spartans. Sadie Schultes now will bring it up the floor. She's back in for Exira EHK. She'll send it over left side for Rasmussen. Skip back across. Schultes bounces it down low. Nice pass to Peppers. She's open. One power dribble to the hoop, and she banks it home. Peppers has started to get things going a little bit more here in the second half. It's 60-25. Right side bounce on the other end for the Crusaders. They'll work it around the perimeter. Now throwing inside. Ball's loose on the floor. Initially went to nobody. It was picked up by Winnett, who was fighting hard for it. And then a tie-up between Zanders and Peppers. And it's going to belong to the Spartans on the possession arrow. You can tell that Winnett has been just really frustrated. She's out there with four fouls right now. And just seems like every time she's had a chance, it's just been the wrong bounce for her here this evening. Inbound for the Spartans. They'll go to Schultes on the right wing. Skip back across here to Rasmussen. Back to Schultes. One dribble now to Smith at the free throw line. Steps in. Forces a pass down low, and a foul going to be whistled on the floor. Little slap on the arm there that time here for Crusaders. Oh, they're going to call it a shot instead. She was looking to pass, but they're going to give her shots. A foul going to be whistled against Davis. That's actually her first. And the front end of the 1-1. Actually, also, they did call it on the floor, but it was a bonus. So my mistake there. Smith knocks down the front end and earns the second one. That one's up in good. That was the seventh team foul against Coon Rapids Baird. The next one will also be the seventh for Exira EHK. 3:52 to go. 62-25. Spartans lead. Pass in the middle. A turn and a shot off the front iron. No good there by Van Meter. Picked up by Schultes on the rebound. Popped out to her, and she'll hand it off down to Rasmussen. Over left wing to Smith. Pump fake and a drive. In through traffic. Floater good. Rachel Smith with another nice head fake and move. Get some points on the board again, and it's 64-25. Into the corner, Zanders will launch up a three ball, and she buries that one for the Crusaders. Finally hits one of those outside shots here in the second half, 64-28. Schultes now on the right wing, back across to Rasmussen. She'll try to answer with a three. That one rattles out. Rebound loose, picked up by Zanders. 3 minutes to go in the game. Left side, Jansen. Looks down inside. It's tipped away for a moment. Taken, though, by Winnett. Outside for Zanders. Three, same spot, and she hits that one. So back-to-back threes from McKenna Zanders, and it's now 64-31. 2:46 to go up the floor. Schultes will get in the middle here to Rachel Smith. Nice pass down low to Matson. Knocked out of her hands, though, and stolen. Zanders comes away with the steal. She'll bring it up the floor. Left side. She'll get it to Davis. Davis, a head fake and a travel. Move the feet before she put the ball on the floor. And now the substitution's coming, and a round of applause here from the Spartan faithful. Some of those starters will come out of the game, and a lot of fresh faces in here for Exira EHK. student section went with the hunting camo theme here tonight, so if it wasn't for the hunting orange, I wouldn't be able to see most of them. Up the floor now here for the Spartans, as they gave a nice round of applause there to those players off, and now we've got those new faces in there. Alex Peterson in there. She'll fire a pass across. It's tipped out of the air. Schultes picks it up. Then it's stolen out of her hands. Zanders came over and took it away from her. Zanders now will bring it up the floor here for Coon Rapids Baird. Stop and fire a three. It's good. Right at the top of the key. Nothing like the transition pull-up three. She's got three threes here in this fourth quarter here in the last about minute and a half. 64-34. Now up the floor here. Spartans have it. It's a Milena leader on the right side. She'll launch up a shot just inside the arc. Missed short. Rebound pulled down inside by Coon Rapids Baird. Leaders out there. Also out there is Alex Peterson, as I mentioned. Keely Nelson is back out there as well, along with Schultes. And then also Sydney Young on the floor, the freshman. Now a drive here by the Crusaders in towards the lane. That was Culbertson making her way to the hoop, and she's fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. That foul going to be whistled against Alex Peterson. A 5'5 sophomore. Free throws now here for Culbertson. First one is good. She gets that one to roll around and fall through. Her first points here of the game. She averages about 8 points per game. Substitution now. Davis going to come out here for Coon Rapids Baird, as they'll bring in Jade Hayes, a 5'2 freshman. So they bring in some new faces here into the game. Second free throw up and good as Culbertson knocks them both down. 64-36. Spartan advantage here at home. Crossover Schultes, now right side. Leaders in the corner. Leaders lobs it now to the high post, looking for Nelson. And a foul going to be called here against Pevestorf, trying to reach in. That'll be number four on her. And that is now the eighth team foul here against Coon Rapids Baird. So we'll go to the line here for the 1-1 for Keely Nelson. And the first one rattles out, no good. So the rebound of the Crusaders, and they'll run the other way. Win it. Running one-hander, no good. Got her own rebound. That one's blocked away. Ball loose on the floor. Picked up by Schultes. She'll dribble out of pressure now here with 51 seconds to go in the game. Off to Keely Nelson. She'll drive in the lane. Float one up. Rattles in. The freshman gets on the board. And it's 66-36, 30-point advantage with 38 seconds to go. Coon Rapids Baird basketball, and Zanders in the corner. Skip pass across, mishandled, loose on the floor. Going to be a steal and then a tie-up, as flying in there to steal it was Sydney Young after the mishandle by Jade Hayes. Coon Rapids Baird, though, has the basketball. The clock now here rolling, and they'll give it over here left side. Now work it back around the perimeter. Shot up on the three ball. Try is off the back iron. No good there by Zanders. And then a whistle and a foul on the putback try by Winnett. She caught it and tried to go back up. And the foul going to be whistled down low against Schultes. That'll be her first foul. And two free throws coming now here for Kelsey Winnett, the 5'8 senior. She's going to see her season come to a close here, and she'll try to knock down these free throws. And first one is good. Another substitution here for Coon Rapids Baird as they bring Davis back in. Their second free throw missed. Rebound here to the Spartans up the floor. 4 seconds to go, and then the ball taken away by Winnett, but she's out of bounds, and they're going to let the clock run out. We got to a running clock there late here in the game. That's going to do it. The Spartans win this one, and they'll play again in their regional action coming up Friday night. Regional semifinal play coming up for them, as they'll be back here at 7 o'clock on Friday evening for a game that we'll have for you here on KJAM. 66-37, Spartans with the win here tonight on their home floor. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. McDermott & Son Roofing Company is a master elite installer for Duralast, the world's best roof. Whether it's commercial or residential, you can trust McDermott & Son Roofing, where there is no substitute for experience. Call 1-800-883-2981 or 243-2981. Rusty Wire Cafe in downtown Cumberland, serving daily noon specials Monday through Friday. Enjoy steaks on Wednesdays and Fridays until 8 p.m. and taco Thursday nights until 8 p.m. Rusty Wire Cafe in downtown Cumberland. Wyman Body Works in Griswold is your one-stop shop, from collision to custom repair. Rick and the guys have over 40 years of experience. Wyman Body Works at 202 Mills Street in Griswold. Give them a call at 712-778-2639. That's 712-778-BODY.
Welcome back here to Exira EHK High School here in Elkhorn, Iowa, as the Spartans, the home team, makes the home crowd happy as they come out victorious here in this one as they win it by a final of 66-37 over the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusaders. And a pretty good overall effort here for the Spartans. Got going much better there in the second half. I think Coach Peterson was a little disappointed in their effort in the first half. It was kind of a helter-skelter game, both teams with a lot of turnovers, and they led it at the break 36-20, which is a great margin, but much less of a margin than they led by at half the first time these two teams played twice in the season. So Spartans got things going, though, rolling there in the third quarter, and Sophia Peppers had a nice third quarter there. She had 7 points there in that third quarter to help lead the charge and push him out to a 53-25 advantage at the end of three quarters. So it was a big third quarter for them. And they win it here, 66-37, your final score. Taking a look at the numbers here for you in the ball game for the Spartans, they were led by four different players in double figures here tonight, and that's kind of been the story for them all season long. Maggie Rasmussen and Mara Burmeister both finish with 13 points here tonight. 13 points also tonight for Sophia Peppers, and 10 points this evening here for Rachel Smith. 8 points chipped in this evening by Kennedy Madsen, 7 points from Rose Anderson, and 2 points as well for Keely Nelson with a late bucket there in the ball game. They finished 4 of 8 in the second half from the free throw line, 5 of 10 for the game from the stripe. For the Crusaders, they were led by 19 points from McKenna Zanders. That was on the back of 5 3-pointers and had 3 of those late there in that fourth quarter. Try to get the score rallied a little bit. 6 points for Tina Lair Van Meter. Also 7 points tonight for Kelsey Winnett. 3 points this evening for Brianna Davis, and 2 points for Caitlin Culbertson. They finished 4 of 8 in the second half from the free throw line as well, and were 8 of 14 for the game from the free throw line. So the Spartans stay undefeated here on the season and move to 22-0, and they'll move on to play Friday night in the regional semifinal here back on this home floor here in Elkhorn, and that'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off coming up on Friday evening that we'll have for you here on KJAN. The Crusaders, their season comes to a close with a 15-8 record here on the year as they'll be wrapping up their year. Take a look here quickly and try to check the other scores that we have going on for you here around the area, and we do have a final from that other game here for you tonight. It was Glidden-Ralston winning that other matchup here this evening by a final score of 54-35. So 54-35, Glidden-Ralston picks up the victory over Cam. So it will be Glidden-Ralston matching up against Exira EHK coming up on Friday night. The game we'll have for you here on KJN. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip time. And, of course, we'll be on the air just a little before that to get you started with the pregame here on Friday evening. Taking a look at some other updates here for you. The Creston boys lead Harlan 22-20 at the halftime break. Their sixth man, though, is out now with a broken ankle. Cooper McDermott suffered a broken ankle on Sunday night this past weekend. So that's a tough blow there for Creston, but they're still playing well here tonight, heading into the late in the season postseason. The Notley Valley girls have pulled ahead late against I-35, 34-33. Just a few minutes left to go in that ball game here this evening. And it's actually 33 seconds left in the game there in that one. So we should have an update on that coming up here for you pretty quickly. As they have now actually gone down by one. I-35 scored to take a 35-34 lead. So back and forth in that basketball game. Trainer and Tri-Center have 1:11 left to go in the game, and it's the Trainer Cardinals leading 42-34. So it looks like they have a good chance to pull away with a victory here tonight. Try to look at other updates here for you as well. Western Christian knocked off Ridgeview tonight, 69-27. Other games around the state. Also tonight, so far, it's Adair Casey leading Stanton 30-5. That's just towards the end of the first half there in that basketball game this evening. And try to get another update here for you before we wrap things up there on that. Some other games here for you. In the 2A Region 8 final, it was Central Decatur over Southwest Valley, 71-36, a final there. Also another final in girls' play, St. Albert beats Maple Valley. Anthon Odo tonight. St. Albert gets the victory, 42-23, as the St. Albert girls pick up that win. Manson Northwest Webster was the 67-46 winner over Clarion Goldfield. So that's a look at some of those other scores we have for you here. The latest update we had from that Nottoway Valley game was a 37-34 lead for I-35 with 18 seconds left to go in the game. So a tight one coming down the stretch there for Nottoway Valley here this evening. So that's a look at some of those other scores we have for you around the area as we wrap up our broadcast for you here tonight. We'll have, a night off for you tomorrow night. Nothing going on sports-wise tomorrow evening here on the radio, but we'll have a wealth of action for you to check out on Thursday. As coming up on Thursday, we'll begin coverage of the state wrestling championships at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Jim Field will be providing you all that coverage, and we'll have reports throughout the day. It's about every hour for you. You can check out all the listed times later on our website at kjn.com on the sports page. And we'll have those up there for you. But you'll be able to listen to those reports throughout the day, live from Wells Fargo Arena. And that'll be throughout the day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Saturday night, we'll have a live running coverage of the finals matches for you, as well as Justin Williams will join Jim Field there for that finals broadcast. And then also on Thursday, we'll have Iowa men's basketball, as they will be playing against Rutgers coming up at home on Thursday night. That'll be a 6 o'clock pregame, 7 o'clock tip time from Carver Hawkeye Arena on Thursday. And then also on Thursday, we'll have a web-only video stream for you. As on KJN-TV, you can go check out our live video stream of the final regular season game of the year for the Atlantic Trojans as they play their senior night game of the regular season as they'll take on the Denison Monarchs. So we'll have that for you coming up on Thursday night. That'll tip off at 7:30. We'll get that stream going just for you just a little bit before that. All you have to do is go to KJN.com, TV page, and click play there on the video streaming box. And then on Friday night, as we mentioned, we'll be back right here at Exira EHK High School as they will play host to the Cam Cougars in the regional semifinal there coming up. Not against the Cam Cougars, against Glidden-Ralston, as Glidden-Ralston wins tonight 54-35 over the Cam Cougars. So that will be the matchup coming up on Friday night. Glidden-Ralston on the road here to Exira EHK. Final score in that Nottoway Valley game, by the way, was I-35 winning 37-34. That was the final, as they'll move on in regional action here tonight. That's going to do it here for us tonight, as once again, it's Exira EHK winning it 66-37 over Coon Rapids Baird. For Fred Scott back in the studio, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Elkhorn.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association.
Griswold Communications is proud to be a locally owned company, powering Griswold, Elliott, Lewis, and Grant with Blue Surge Internet, television, and voice services.
J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation, year-round payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic. Call 243-5028. New Tech Seed is a premier seed brand focused on providing farmers with the power to outperform and offer genetics and traits that provide outstanding yield potential. For all of your corn and soybean needs, visit yieldleader.com or call Steve Wilcox at 712-254-0728.